I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Roger Federer has proven he's the ageless wonder of the tennis courts. The Swiss great, at the tender age of 36, has again won the Australian Open, just as he did last year. This year, he topped Marin Cilic of Croatia in the final, 6-2, 6-7, 6-3, 3-6, 6-1.
It's about living the emotions that I went through tonight again at the trophy ceremony, going through a tough roller coaster match. You know, five-setter against Cilic, who's a great player, and then getting number six here, number 20 overall. It's just a very special moment. Defending my title from last year, that, you know, sort of the fairy tale continues. That's what stands out for me.
As Roger mentioned, it was his 20th overall major title, and it seems a bit of a distraction.
I was not allowed to think of it going into the match, because that's exactly when things go bad, you know, when you think too far ahead, and I think that's what was a tricky one tonight. All day I was thinking, how would I feel if I won it? How would I feel if I lost it? I'm so close now, yet so far, and I think it was going through the whole match like this. So I've had these moments in the past, but maybe never as extreme as tonight. So, you know, getting to 20 is obviously very, very special, no doubt.
It was a hot road to the final, literally. As Cilic explains, only to find the final would be an indoor match.
So it was difficult with conditions. Throughout the tournament, I played all my matches outdoors and, you know, preparing for a hot day, 38 degrees, and then first match for the final to play with the roof closed. It's difficult, and I have to say that that decision could have been different.
Federer was a little surprised as well by the closed roof.
At the end, it's not my decision. You know, they kept me posted along the way. I was surprised to hear that they had the heat rule in place for a night match. I never heard of that before. So when I arrived to the courts, I was totally ready to play outdoors, and then they told me they're thinking, or they think that it will probably be indoor. And then they kept me posted along the way, and half an hour before we got the word that, okay, it's going to be indoors. And for me, it didn't change any in the preparation, to be honest. I was ready for either.
Although he didn't win, Cilic was happy with his experience.
Beating Rafa and reaching here, a final, which is definitely amazing. And looking at my own game, I think I improved a lot. I'm playing great tennis, and that's really exciting for me for this 2018.
And Federer goes home with an old friend.
I felt like it was very fitting, you know, to rather than saying, like, I'm bringing the trophy, I'm bringing Norman along. You know, it's like a friend now. We got to know each other. So it was just funny last year. I don't know if I'll do it again this year, but sure, Norman has a special place for us anyway. And it's great to be sitting with him here tonight, right now.
After 6 years, Caroline Wozniacki of Denmark is once again the world's top women's tennis player with her first career major title at the Australian Open.
Obviously, that's very special. I think being a new Grand Slam champion and world number one sounds pretty good. So I'm very excited for that, and it's a dream come true.
Wozniacki was becoming concerned she couldn't close out the win quickly over Simona Halep of Romania.
I had opportunities to go 3-0 and 4-1, and I didn't take them, and she was playing really well, and I was thinking, you know, it looks like it may not be my day, but I was never really nervous at that point. I was just going to go out there and give it my all and swing for it, and I was playing aggressively. I think I played well and could have gone either way today.
But Halep just ran out of energy in the heat of the moment and heat from the sun.
After the first set, I just was out. I don't know what happened. No energy, no power, but then I came back in the third set, but when I had to serve for 5-3, the gas was gone.
Halep got over her disappointment by the time she spoke with the media.
I can still smile. It's fine. I cried, but now I'm smiling. It's just a tennis match in the end, but I'm really sad I couldn't win it.
Like Roger Federer, Wozniacki has a new special friend.
You know, being here tonight as a Grand Slam champion, Australian Open champion, it's very special. Daphne here is going home with me tonight, and I'll be cuddling with her, so yeah.
Thank you. happy. Incredible.
Chinese golfer Haotong Li set a new tournament record at the Dubai Desert Classic to earn his second European Tour title. Finishing at 23 under par, Li came from behind to edge Rory McIlroy of Ireland by one shot.
I think the most of the time just only 2 or 1 behind, so I just want to keep putting myself in the position and just don't go too far away. So quite happy I did.
Wind was a factor, and while McIlroy played a strong front nine, his putting gave him trouble over the final 9 holes.
I kept leaving myself in places where I couldn't really give it a run at the hole because they were downhill, downgrain, downwind. So I didn't really leave it in the best spots to be aggressive with my putts.
McIlroy's fast start this season is also a bit frustrating for him.
If someone had told me at the start of the year you'd finish third and second your first 2 events, I would have said, yeah, I'll take that. But being in the positions that I've been in and having 2 close calls the first couple of weeks of the year, it's a little difficult. The competitor in me is very disappointed right now. I wanted to win.
Winning is always great, and Li hopes this victory will boost the rest of his season.
I think my game is in good position now, and especially after this week, give me a lot of confidence back, especially last week missed cut. So just want to be myself and play some decent golf in the future.
And winning made lifting a heavy trophy a fun exercise.
Especially I don't have many trophies in the home, so I was quite happy to lift that heavy thing.
There's one game left in this season, and you know, we've come this far and want to make sure that we stay focused, and it's got a great locker room, as you guys know, and trust my leaders of that team and to get the job done.
We're in the final few days before Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a rematch of Super Bowl 39 between the defending champion New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. While the 5-time champion Patriots have a lot of Super Bowl experience, Eagles coach Tom Pederson has players he's looking to for leadership.
Of course, it's been a while since the Eagles have been there, but you know, we do have a couple players on this team that have been there just as early as last season. You know, we can lean on those guys, obviously, and some of the experiences that some of our other players have been to the Super Bowl and all that.
No matter how many times he has won, New England quarterback Tom Brady knows how special this run with the Patriots has been.
Could never imagine getting, you know, the kind of, you know, team achievements we've done and had. I mean, I don't think anyone can ever take those for granted. These are pretty amazing times for all of us.
Eagles quarterback Nick Foles once had the NFL's highest passer rating in 2013, and he tied the record for most touchdown passes in a single game with 7. But his long journey to his first Super Bowl was anything but glamorous.
There was bumps in the road, but you were able to overcome them with, you know, the people that are around you, the people that believe in you and love you. I mean, that's a special thing, and that's where, in this moment, is something I reflect on.
And Eagles coach Tom Pederson hopes his players have fun.
I want them to, you know, let their personalities show. Let them have fun. I mean, enjoy the moment. This is why we coach and play, is for these opportunities and these moments right here.
Super Bowl 52 is this Sunday, February 4th. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.